All right. Get Todd Glass in here, friend of the show. Yeah. He hasn't been on the show in a while, but he's here now. Hey, my friend.
Hey,
good to see you.
Hello. Shake your hand. How are you?
Hey, Todd.
Let me turn you on here.
Good to see you,
honey. There we go.
Big fans. Yeah.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
I'm sure you guys hear
Get
that
comfy.
A lot. I'm taking my jacket
No, actually,
off.
You're the first. He's a big fan. You should
He's the first one to ever come in.
I sit in my car all the time, and then... are we allowed to mention the other guy?
Do it, yeah. You can say anything you want on the show.
You would always get me calm, because you two would always get me into the right area, and then he would say something like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
You know, but I loved it all, but it was like I would be like, somebody speak for me, and then I would feel better if I got out of my car, and one of you guys would be like, I'll clean this up.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, yes, thank you.
Let me fix this. Yeah.
Now, you're doing a podcast that you can be heard at toddglass.com. What is the typical topics of your podcast?
We talk about a lot of very important things. It's just silly music and it's hard to explain.
Hour long?
I know, that's how I feel with our show, too.
I can't do an hour. Hour for me is like driving 3 hours.
We're not talking sex, we're talking podcast.
Oh, 3 hours. I can't, it just seems like it goes so quick. So usually about 3 hours.
3 hours,
yeah.
Wow.
Before I get like an hour, I'm just getting started. You
That's
know?
True, yeah.
But
it is interesting, like you say, what's your show about? If somebody asks me that's never heard, what do you do, a radio show? Well, what kind of radio
People
show?
People could ask me what we talked about today, and I would have
and
an idea.
And I just go,
We made fun of nicknames, I think, for 45 minutes. How did we get a problem?
We talked about
I don't
Frank
know.
Being a bear once in an acting class. I don't know. Like, I never know how to describe our show to people.
By the way, the bear thing, I was thinking about something. I thought of, you know how sometimes you will think about something when you're under the influence of marijuana? But I think sometimes it has life the next day. By the way, I don't think marijuana makes bad things seem good. You know, people go, were you high? I'm like, yeah, I could also make something bad seem worse. You'll see bad acting in a movie. You'll be like, oh, you'll see through it. So I did think about this. What if you could – now, try to follow me here. This is not something like, you know, if you go, oh, what if a dog could talk? It can't, but you could laugh at the ridiculousness of it. This isn't that. This could happen. It won't because no one's going to spend the money. But what if you got – a seeing eye dog, that's already existing.
Right.
And then you know how they can teach dogs to walk on their hind feet? This does come full circle. And you teach it to walk on its hind feet, like really good, like they do. And then you give it to someone as their seeing eye dog. They have the only seeing eye dog that would walk down the street with them. Would that freak people out?
You wouldn't need the leash. They just go arm in arm.
Yeah, you just put your arm around. But if you well, then they would know you knew the dog walked at its hind feet. But what if someone came up and go, how did you teach him how to do that? You go, what? I go, I told him not to do that.
What?
I told you not to walk on your hind feet.
Oh, my
or
God.
A police dog. Like, what if you know, the police came up to your car. You know, sometimes they shoot the dog up. Can you imagine a German Shepherd walking on its hind feet coming up to your
Tapping
car?
On the window.
Yeah.
Run away around.
Viciously barking.
I was in the airport in Chicago recently and waiting for my flight, and a guy walked through with a dog that had the sign on him, don't pet me, I'm working, because he was sniffing everybody's bags and stuff.
Yeah.
And I didn't have anything in my bag, but it did freak me out. I'm like, what if the dog
smells one of your dogs on your bag, and all of a sudden he's like, oh.
Or I did have some caramel corn with nuts in there that I bought at the caramel corn and nut shop. And so I thought, well, how's the dog resist the caramel corn and nut bag?
To smell the weed or whatever.
Isn't that amazing? And then some people think we put it in coffee, but my friend that has a bomb dog, but he knows about that stuff over at LAX. He's like, yeah, they teach him to smell coffee and other things that people hide pot to. You know, because you always have someone that gives you that. You know, some idea that they never did. I don't know why they love telling it. You know what you do? You put your pot. You put like your crap all over your underwear. You poop on it.
Because dogs are never attracted.
Yeah,
to them.
And then you poop right exactly.
Yeah, that's the first place they look.
I never even thought about that.
Oh, yeah, get it right by them.
Yeah. You're putting their favorite thing around your pot. I was going to hit it from every other angle, except going, that in itself doesn't work, okay? Hey, why don't you wrap it in dog treats, you buffoon?
Todd Glass hanging out with us. He's going to be performing at the Irvine Improv this Wednesday at 8 p.m. The show marks one of the first this month to celebrate the grand opening of the club at the Irvine Spectrum. Is it awesome?
It's well, the improvs are all awesome, but this one I think is like 600 people, so it should be pretty cool.
I think what Shoemaker was in here talking about how awesome the new club was.
Yeah, they're big.
Irvine.improv.com for tickets, and you also have a book out called The Todd Glass Situation. So,
yes.
The book.
What,
well,
is,
I mean,
the
what inspired you to write a whole book?
I'm very much an author, and I had been approached. What's that? I like to see what the background.
Behind the scenes.
Yeah, people want to know that are sitting in their car.
Right.
There's people in their car right now. Someone's in a blue Chevy right now.
She's reminding me I need to get my transmission looked at later at AAMCO.
You know, a friend of mine went to AAMCO because a friend of mine had a problem with their brakes. Mm-hmm. I said, go over to AAMCO. And they said, well, I thought they just did transmissions. I go, oh, they do that real well, too, but they do brakes. And, you know, he thought, oh, I need to redo my whole car. And it ends up he just needed a little something. You got to go to someone you can trust.
That's right.
Yeah. Double A.
Beep, beep.
MCO. AAMCO.
How did I do?
Transitions, awesome. Transmissions, and a whole lot more. That was Todd's
natural.
Whole point.
Yeah.
Not only
natural.
Transmissions, a whole lot more like brakes.
All right, so now we don't have to do
that. We're done.
I want to give a quick, so I don't forget, I'll be on Jon Stewart the 28th.
Oh, no
of,
big deal.
Well, you know what? I'm very excited. I'm not going to lie. That's why.
That's huge.
How many times? Is it your first time?
First time.
Oh,
and
man.
One of the things I wanted to do before Letterman went off there was hopefully do Letterman, and then Jon Stewart, I didn't even ever think it was a possibility, but then the book sort of made it happen, so I'm very excited about that.
So going
a little
back,
nervous, too.
Going back to the book, you said you're an author, but what actually inspired you? Said, I need to write a book.
Well, I was about 2 years ago, I went on Marc Maron, and I'd sort of hid that at my sexuality.
He was almost there.
You help with that too a lot because you guys were very casual talking about
casual.
Your disgusting lifestyle. You make me sick.
Listen, whatever choice, whatever decision, your lifestyle, your partner.
Yeah, as I was saying earlier, she won't go off the syrup and the buttermilk on a waffle it has to be like that.
I like tradition. I'm traditional when it comes to pancakes and waffles.
But I'm like, how in the hell do you get to women if you won't go like put a fruit on a waffle?
You like what you like.
Oddly enough, he likes fruit.
It's pretty simple, you know. You just go, whatever I'm attracted to. That's how simple it is. You go, I'm going to walk around the planet and whatever I'm attracted to, I'm going to be attracted to it.
Right.
It could be one, it could be the other.
Did you plan when you went on Mark's show? Mark's a friend of the show. We were actually on an episode. Of Maron. When you went on his podcast, was that a plan to reveal?
Yeah, I always say this out of paranoia. Two things I say out of paranoia, but I'll make it quick. One, I was afraid to do it because I thought it would become my identity. Now when I'm talking about it, I'm like, well, of course, I'm talking about it now.
Right.
Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. I went back to my regular life, and I really enjoy it.
It's no
better.
Big deal. Yeah.
It's no big deal.
Mm-hmm.
But I get it. You also don't want to... For young people listening, some people that are surround themselves with a circle of friends that don't care, it sometimes puts them out of touch with that. There are people that are still dealing
with
it.
You got to fill the chuckle hut in Cleveland, and I ain't going to see me. Gay.
And kids that are listening, that if everyone goes, no one cares anymore, you're like, well, there are still people in situations where people do care.
Right.
But in my situation, no, most people didn't. And I just got tired of it. I thought I would just got comfortable that way. I thought I got comfortable. I have my circle of friends that know, and I thought this will be my life. It's good.
Right.
But then I just decided I didn't want to. So I called Mark. And I was like, Mark, there's something I want to do. I thought he might go like, hey, thank you, but I don't know if my show's the place to do it. Because besides doing it for myself, I'll be very honest, I thought I had some things to say that I had suppressed, you know.
Sure,
like,
of course.
So I thought, let me do it. It'll be good for me. And then hopefully I'll have some things to say. And he called me right back, and then I let it go to voicemail. I was so nervous. I'm like, I don't want to do this. And then I talked to him. I said, there's something I want to tell you. When I listen back to it, it sounds like I was dying of cancer. Even I'm like, listen to the show, but because things are good now, it seems funny. But then I was nervous.
I would imagine. That's probably what you could do if you're worried about coming out to your parents. Dying.
Well, did your parents know before you went on Mark's show?
Yeah, I told them, listen. They knew since I was like, well, they always have an idea. But when I was
a mother
like,
knows.
Yes.
A mother knows.
Yeah, and I always knew. My one friend said he knew because I would show up with the person I was seeing at the time, and he goes, it wasn't anything else like the dumb things, like, oh, because you're good at decorating your house or you dress well. No, he goes, it wasn't that dumb stuff. He goes, because plenty of straight people can. He goes, your friend was driving your car, and I was inside with my girlfriend going, friends don't let friends drive their car. I'm like, look at you. You figured me out.
That is true.
But so that's what it was, and that was, and then Simon & Schuster had approached me after I had been on that show, been on Marc Maron's, and then the book came about.
Has entered into your stand-up? I mean, because you never got to talk about it before, so has it come into your stand-up now?
You know, that's a good question. I feel like sometimes it hasn't, and it's been almost 2 years. I joke about it a lot. Sometimes I'll be like, hey, a lot of hot ladies here tonight. And, you know, that, you know, just being so ridiculous. But I don't really talk about the relationships yet. But you know what? I'm at the point now where I just started talking about being uncomfortable talking about it. Like, I don't like the term coming out of the closet. Not that I think people should stop saying it. It's my own thing.
Right, right.
I would like to say, like, you know, it's better to just say busting out of the shed because it sounds tougher, maybe. You know, stuff like that I'll talk about. Right. But the original title for the book, we have to go to break.
No.
The original title for the book was All I Ever Wanted to Do Was Meet a Nice Girl with a Terminal Disease. And they wouldn't let me call it, but that would explain it in the book. Well, the title would confuse people. It was All I Ever Wanted to Do Was Meet a Nice Girl with a Terminal Disease.
That sounds like a straight guy's book.
Well,
yeah. Some guys have all the luck. Oh, my God. We can all relate to that.
So,
oh,
Jesus. I never thought that people could misconstrue it. For me, well, then maybe the subtitle would have explained it.
Right.
The subtitle said, and other stupid things I said to keep the closet door shut. And I hated the word closet so much, but I thought, if they let me call it that, then I would. But because the story is in the book is that I really, when I was 21 years old, my plan was that I would meet a girl. And if I could, like, maybe I'll, you don't think it through. Now, right, as an adult, I can't put logic to it. So I'll just explain it as a 21-year-old. I'll meet a girl. I'll go to, like, I don't know, the cancer ward or something. I'll, like, look at their charts outside their door, make sure they're definitely a
really
goner.
On the, right there
and
the
then
end.
I'll fall in love with them. And then when they die, I'll go, I never met another girl like Karen.
Right.
Even when I'm like.
You know, even named her. Even
yeah,
named her.
When I'm 70. Why me? Yeah. I'm so bad at that point. No! What did I do to deserve this? Never, ever!
Todd Glass, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Go see him at the Irvine Improv this Wednesday at 8 o'clock. Get your tickets, irvine.improv.com, and check out his book called The Todd Glass Situation. You can get that at toddglass.com, along with his podcast. Thank you so much, man.
Bobby Miyamoto's there with me, and I want to give a shout-out to La Cienega Dental. La Cienega Dental.
Hey, La Cienega Dental.
I got to get my plugs in.
Right.
And when you on Jon Stewart?
The 28th of this month.
All right, man.
We'll hey, thank you, guys.
You can come back here anytime, all right?
Thank you. Fun.
All right, come right back. We are Heidi and Frank. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these and to get the entire Heidi and Frank show. Go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.